Hey, Runners Connect fans, welcome back to the Team RC Update. Michael Hammond here with an update of some goings-on in the Runners Connect world, some stuff that hopefully you can attend and find interesting and helpful, and then obviously a little podcast update. So we'll start with the last one, with the podcast. As you probably know from listening to the other episodes this week, we are moving the podcast to two different shows. So actually, my show right here, the Team RC Update, will be on our Extra Kick podcast. So it's just called Run to the Top Extra Kick. If you just search Runners Connect on any podcast platform, that one will come up as well. We still have it live, even though we haven't used it lately. We do still have it live. So the Monday podcast, Tuesday, and then Thursday, Friday, we'll move right over there. We're actually adding another show on Wednesdays to the Extra Kick podcast. That's going to be Claire Bartholik, who hosts the Run to the Top, the weekly interviews on Wednesdays. She's going to be doing kind of like a little in-depth analysis of the weekly interviews. So a good example would be, you know, if we have a guest on and it's maybe like a more controversial topic or something that's really interesting that we want to give our take on as well, like the Runners Connect take or Claire's take individually, then she will use that to kind of dive a little bit deeper, go in, kind of talk about it in a way that you can't really do, you know, when you're trying to interview somebody. It's definitely more of a back and forth, whereas the extra episode will be a bit more of a kind of a, you know, Claire's take on it and just go a little bit more in depth. But then the other episodes that we've been doing, the audio blog, Coach Haley's Tuesday episodes, the up-tempo talks with Rory and Dylan, which are awesome. If you haven't checked those out, be sure to tune into those. They're a lot of fun. And then my Friday podcast, which we're still kind of working out the kinks and dealing with some different format changes, things like that. But we're excited to be bringing that to you. So that's the first thing. The second thing really is just to kind of keep you guys posted on some stuff that you can attend. We've still been doing live strength sessions on YouTube. Coach Dylan Bellis has been doing these. Dylan's a 216 marathoner. Awesome guy. Great at explaining different exercises and brings a lot of like interesting routines, you know, not just kind of the usual same old stuff. He brings a lot of fun and energy to it. And the different weeks, the different days are focused on like on different things. You know, some days might just be very basic, like, all right, we're going to strengthen our core today. And other days might be maybe specific injury prevention or working on your balance or whatever, functional fitness, all sorts of different stuff. So we're doing those every Monday and Wednesday on our YouTube channel. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Every Monday and Wednesday, we're toying around with adding in another episode each week. We were doing five a week for a while, but I think it was a good thing on the whole, and especially during the early like COVID stages for people to have a way to work on their fitness without necessarily being out there running, like training for a race. But as people got it more into the races, we figured that two times a week and then maybe people doing one on their own would be enough. But we'll definitely toy around with adding another one in. And then the other thing that we're doing that we just did last night is we're doing live coach chats also on YouTube. So I am hosting those. We had one last night. It was at 8 p.m. Right. So right after the live strength session, I like to do, you know, 20 to 30 minutes after. So you have time to get some water, rest a little bit, catch your breath. And then we have the coach chat. The coach chat, the intent of it is definitely to be more of a Q&A in terms of you bring your training questions, especially if it's something that's maybe a little bit more of a broad topic that's not necessarily super specific to you that you would like to know more about, especially because that's going to be very interesting for everybody watching or for everybody listening. But even if it's something that's specific to you as well, we definitely deal with those too. And I've answered plenty of those questions. But all in all, aside from just the Q&A aspect, it's actually just a good time. I mean, we had a lot of fun last night. We just sort of talked about things going on in the running world, especially like in the elite running world with all the crazy times that have been going on. You know, the 5K world record was broken. There was kind of some controversy with the guy who now holds the world record. In his race, there was like this little light on the inside of the track that basically acted as a rabbit. Like it went at a certain pace, which effectively helped pace him, even though he claims that he didn't follow it. But, you know, anyway, there was a little bit of controversy there. So we talked about that. We just sort of hung out, had a good time. And I think that that's so important for any time, but especially during COVID, is for the running community and particularly the Runners Connect community, all of you guys and all of us coaches, to just sort of connect and connect in a way that's more personal, more, I guess, more one-on-one than just maybe us writing up a blog post and you reading it or how we interact on the Runners Connect training platform, anything like that. That's why we've been doing more live video, just more content overall, because we really want to reach you guys and you know, give you the stuff you crave, but also connect with you and get to know you better and also just have some fun. So be sure to attend those next week. Again, it'll be Monday and Wednesday. Monday will be the live strength session at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then Wednesday, we'll have a doubleheader, the strength session at 7 p.m. And then the coach chat will be at 8 p.m. Eastern right after that. So be sure to check in on that. Other than that, really the only thing to kind of hint here is that we are starting work on our native mobile app, which we hope, you know, I don't want to give out an exact date right now because so much depends on the scope of the project. There's a lot of things there. There's a lot of kind of factors that I don't really necessarily want to give out anything without knowing, because I don't want to, you know, promise a date and then not be able to hold up to it. But anyway, something we're working on. We're hoping it's going to be the killer running app. We're not trying to be Strava. You know, Strava is Strava and Garmin's Garmin. We know we're a different product. We're a different service than they are, and we're not going to try to be them. That's something that some people said, some of our athletes mentioned, is, you know, don't try to be Strava. You know, you're not, and I totally understand that. We're not Strava. We're not trying to be Strava. We're not just a run tracker or a run logger or even just a social media platform. It's really, it's an all-inclusive resource for runners to get better. That's the most important thing. And then we have our community features and logging stuff and everything like that. But everything revolves around helping you run your best and just get the most enjoyment out of running as well. So anyway, if you have any thoughts, any questions, any feature requests, or just anything you'd like to talk about relative to us working on our mobile app, anything we can do better to help you, don't hesitate to shoot me an email at michael@runnersconnect.net. And I'd be happy to hear your suggestions. I always love hearing from you guys regardless. And we've taken a lot of suggestions in the past and tried to make our product and service much better. And we'll definitely keep doing that moving forward. So anyway, that's all I got for you guys today. Have a good weekend. Have some awesome runs. And talk to you guys next week. Take care.